And away we go. We're back for hour number two today here on The Early Show, Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. 15 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. We still have some trivia questions on the table here, and I think I've stumped everybody this morning with the trivia questions. Does anybody know what the Trix rabbit, you know, the rabbit on the Trix cereal box, originally said that kind of started the whole thing with the Trix cereal that has went on for years and years? Oh, maybe this is the caller right here that's going to have the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, John again.
Morning.
Okay, I've been waiting around. Nobody's called in about the ghost story at Old Baker.
Yes.
They're on not Center Street.
Right.
But on Church and Orchard. That's the corner. And the ghost story that went around was they had a janitor there that every time you, and he was real nice, and every time you saw him, he walked around with a cigar in his mouth. That's when they were allowed to smoke in school. And after he died, the story went that people could see him still walking down the hallways with that cigar in his mouth.
So that was at the old freshman building?
Yeah, that was at the Baker, yeah. That church in Orchard.
Oh. Yeah, I thought I had heard something about that. Well, hey, I thank you for clearing that up for us.
Yeah, and then back at the rec center, they used to work that now. In the back, the place was using the back part of it for storage of stolen bikes and whatever. And then on the outside upstairs used to be the old wood shop. And they held some kind of classes in there for a while. And the front part where the gym is, the church, Mace, every Thanksgiving, they had that free dinner. And what I last heard was that the city took it over and don't know whether they're going to have it there again this year or not.
Well, we hope, because those Thanksgiving dinners that are put on by the city and churches help a lot of people.
Yeah. And on applesauce, when you talk about it, a friend of my son-in-law, they gave them a jar of apple butter last night that they just canned. And they were telling them, but when we always bought it back in the day, it was always dark.
Yes.
And this is a medium round. And we got a message in there. You find out what all she used, and when we get it, I'll give you her recipe.
Oh, perfect. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Bye-bye. See, we've got the apple butter recipe coming now, because I'm looking for the medium brown apple butter. Because I think the dark brown apple butter, for some reason, that just does not taste good to me. And that seems to be the kind that is proliferating the stores right now. So I'm looking for the medium brown apple butter, so I'm glad we got a call in there for medium brown apple butter. Now, we do have a whole host of topics here this morning, and it's also good to hear about the ghost that used to haunt the freshman building, which was the janitor. I'd heard something about that, and if anybody has anything to add to that, give me a call. But the questions this morning, the topics, are do you have any good ghost stories from your life, or that you've heard about, or that maybe somebody in your family told you? Do you have any memories of the old schools in Marion? So many of them are gone. Mark Street, Fair Park, the Freshman Building, Taft Middle School, Edison Middle School. They're all gone. Does anybody have any memories? Grand Prairie Elementary, the Elgin Schools, the Old River Valley Schools. Let's see, what else do we got? Where did people used to hang out in Marion? Was it the roller rink, Crystal Lake, Shooting the Loop? What did people do for fun? What was the fun thing to do back years ago? And are there any politicians, not current politicians, but politicians of yesteryear that stick out in your mind? We talked about Doc Brown earlier on, but there are others that were around that maybe you thought were exceptionally good or exceptionally bad. there is always that that part of it. 740-383-9944. If anybody has any of those memories to share. Oh, I've got a frog in my throat. There. Okay. I think we got it cleared out. Now, the trivia questions on the table right now that all have to do with breakfast, which I think we've stumped everybody on these this morning. What did the Trix rabbit, you know, the white rabbit on the Trix box, originally say that kind of got that whole thing with Trix started? Does anybody know what the Trix rabbit originally said? Another question. What breakfast food was originally called oily cakes? And like I say, what a name. I think they're glad they changed the name. But what breakfast food was originally called oily cakes? And then the third question. Who was the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson for so many years, and what was the saying that that person used to say all the time? Kind of a catchphrase. Okay, so those are the cereal. Maybe we've got an answer to them now. People have woken up in hour number two. Go ahead, caller.
What are we talking about today?
Well, today we were talking about a myriad of things, but I tell you, one thing I was going to bring up that I think might interest you, because I think you might have posted about this. The League of Women Voters Candidates Night was last night. Now, I did not have a chance to attend or listen to it, but it's my understanding that a lot of people did not show up.
Most of the Republicans didn't show. Norris wasn't there, which McGowan was. She's the independent candidate. She was there. I met her. I went over there last night, but unfortunately I was only there for 5 minutes before they said, and that's it. Thank you for coming. But, well, what do you know? So I met her and met Kai Mead. I didn't get to meet the other candidates, I guess, but it was really interesting. It's like his opponent wasn't there, Norris wasn't there, none of the Republicans were there except for two, and that was Cunningham and Schauber.
So they were up there
on the panel.
What do you make of that? What was the purpose?
Whatever strategy there was, there's going to come a reckoning coming in about 3 weeks. I think basically the idea is that they're hoping that the League of Women's Voters meeting will be a memory, or not even. By the time election time comes around. My opinion, they should have come.
When you say there's going to be a reckoning, do you think this has something to do with the fact that a Democrat has not won a race in Marion in 3 years?
Which Democrat are you talking about?
All of them. The only person to win, the only Democrat who's won a race in Marion in 3 years has been Sheriff Bailey. Other than that, no Democrat has won in Marion.
Let me think about that. The council meetings are every 2 years.
Right. The last time there was a city council, which was back in 2017... The city council became Republican by majority. The two longest-serving members of city council, Mike Thomas and Ralph Cumston, who were both Democrats, lost their elections, and no Democrat who was opposed. Now, if you were unopposed, of course, you got your seat back. But every Democrat who was opposed in the last election lost.
You have to understand, 2016, I mean, the year before that, was considered a Republican year on the national, state, and local level. They started, I mean, the media anyway, back in 2015, wanted to stir up the Republican populace. They were talking about how angry they were and so on, and they got us stirred up, and, well, we got stirred up. And ended up getting President Trump, and Republicans came in. A lot of other Republicans swept in on that victory ride. And Marion was no exception for 2017.
Well, or 2018. 2018, 2016 as well. 2016, 17, and 18.
Well, we're talking about, they were all elected in 2016 during November. Of course, they couldn't take their seats in the Marion Council until 2017. So, I mean, it was definitely considered a Republican wave, or you want to call it by red and blue, it was a red wave. So, and a lot of Republicans won the wave. So, I mean, they got the base stirred up, and we went out and voted.
Well, we'll see what happens, because a few weeks ago, I think I said this on the program, and you called in and had a conversation with Tara Dyer about this. This might have just been last week.
She's the one running against Leslie Cunningham, yes?
Right. And okay. What I've been saying, and it's not about Republican or Democrat, and it's only about local. I don't care what people do on the state or national level. I'm just saying there has been a trend in Marion where one party is winning everything.
Well,
now, that's okay if that's what people really want. But it would seem to me that people are not really researching the candidates, because somewhere along the line, you would think somebody from the other party would win, that somebody from the other party would be better qualified. So my only hope is that people really do their research this time and vote for the best person, because I think what people are doing is going in and voting for the R and the D, and they're not voting for the person, and I think that's bad on a local level. And I think that's what people who maybe didn't show up last night are counting on.
I think that's what they're counting on too, to be honest, because I mean, as I said, I mean, there was a decent crowd. There was a couple hundred people there at least, but it was also being broadcast on radio too, on 1490. So it's like, you know, somebody in Marion had to hear it. It was on the internet too for them.
Well, I'm sure the newspaper will cover it, and I do know that the Democrats this morning put out a pretty scathing, or the Democratic Club, I should say, put out a pretty scathing article about it and named the people who did not show up last night. But you know what? Maybe they had commitments. I don't want to condemn those people either. And by the way, I'm here every morning. Any of those people who didn't show up last night, come here. Talk to us. We want to hear about what you've got to say. You know, I don't know. It's what it is, and Democrat, Republican, Independent, it doesn't matter to me. The door's always open here. You call me, we'll make time. You can come on the show, and that's the way it goes.
As I understand it, Landon was probably the only one with bona fide excuse. I mean, I don't remember what that was exactly, but, I mean, whatever excuse it was that he gave was the only bona fide excuse. The rest of them just didn't show. And, I mean, like in my ward, for instance, Michael Sabs, the Republican candidate. Now, he works as a nurse, as I understand, but he's 3 days on and 3 days off. There's 12-hour days. Well, as I understand it, he lost that.
He did what?
Pretended, and he didn't.
Oh, well, so as somebody who lives in the first ward at this point, knowing what you know, what's your belief? You've got two choices there in the first ward with 2 weeks left. Have you made your choice up on who you're going to vote for? Nope, we lost the caller. Right at the interesting time there. I don't know. I didn't want to spend too much time. Politics are politics, and that's the way it goes. All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm sorry. I got cut off.
No problem. I was just saying, being that we know that you're in the first ward now and knowing everything you know, at this particular point with 2 weeks left to go, have you made a decision on who you're going to vote for?
Yeah, I have. Not too sure about the mayoral yet. I believe Norris made a mistake by not showing. He should have. I mean, the other two candidates showed. They fielded questions. It just gives ground, you know what I mean? When you don't show up, at least to sit there and defend your position.
So, who at this point in your ward, you've made up, who do you think you're going to vote for?
quite honestly, I think I'd chosen like a week before, but I think I'm going to give Kai Mead a shot, to be honest, because, I mean, I wanted to ask questions of Michael Sadd when I got there last night, but he wasn't there. I've never talked to him. He's never shown up in my part of first ward, as far as I know. I don't know what's going on there. So I've talked to him on the internet, on Facebook. I mean, if you call that talking. But I've had two actual face-to-faces with Kai Mead. I understand he's only 21 years old, but I mean, it'd be a good experience for him. And he does have some background experience on the college level, considering politics. So, I mean, this will be a good learning experience for him, I believe.
Well, we will see what happens. Like I say, it was an interesting night from my understanding. I didn't have a chance to hear it or go to it last night, but I have read the comments this morning. I think that a lot of people have read on Facebook. I don't know if it'll be a turnoff or not. We'll find out in 2 weeks and kind of go from there, but it's interesting to get your perspective. Thanks for calling in this morning.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Well, see, there's an opinion. You know, and I don't want to get too wrapped up in politics, but last night was a big night, and it is my understanding people didn't show up, but I don't know why they didn't show up, so I'm not going to condemn any of them. I don't know, you know, who knows why they didn't show up, but we do know that from the caller that Leslie Cunningham did show up, who's a Republican. Jason Schauber did show up, who's a Republican. And if there were any others, let me know, because I don't want to miss anybody here. But did anybody attend that last night? What'd you think? 740-383-9944, or does this bother you? Do you not care at all? Have you seen the postings on Facebook this morning that I've seen? I don't know. What do you think? 740-383-9944. So that's the talking we're going to do about that. I've said it once, I'll say it again. The only political thing I'm saying is just do your homework and vote for the best person for the job, because I don't think on the local level that the R and the D mean that much. I just don't think locally they do, and they didn't used to. You know, people's concerns in their neighborhood are about, you know, are lawns looking good? Is the neighborhood clean? Is trash getting picked up? Are people taking care of their houses? Do traffic lights need to be put in places? You know, these are concerns that people have. Are they safe? Is there a neighborhood watch? These are things that people want to talk about in their neighborhoods. I don't know that those are Republican and Democratic issues on the national level. So when people vote R and D on local level, I'm not sure why, because I don't know that the local people have any... I mean, where's the tendency to be Republican or Democrat on the local level? If somebody can explain that to me, give me a call. But just do your homework. And if you want to vote for the R or the D after you do your homework, good. Go ahead, do it. But, you know, I'm not endorsing anybody. I'm just saying know who you're voting for. You don't want to regret it after you do it, especially if it becomes your city council person or your mayor or your auditor or anything of that nature. So there you go. That's my little thing on politics this morning. And again, any of these people who didn't show up last night, there is not somebody who I would turn down. If you email me, you Facebook me, you call the station, you will get a spot. So any of those people who didn't show up last night, or any of the people who did show up, you are welcome on this show. You would be welcome, without question. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, why that song? Is it Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys?
That was Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys, but do you know the next two lines of it? That's the question.
It's, I get a funny feeling up and down my spine because I know that my Elvira's mine.
That's it. You got it. Hey, thanks for getting that right this morning. Appreciate it. That's right. It was Elvira. Those people know their songs, that is for sure. The song was, or the two lines were, "Eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine, that girl can sure enough make my little light shine." And the next two lines, "I get a funny feeling up and down my spine, 'cause I know that my Elvira's mine." One of the most popular songs of the Oak Ridge Boys many, many years ago. Still popular, though, all over the place. We are going to take a quick time out here and come back with much more here on The Morning Show in just a minute. So stay tuned. Riley Evers coming up at 10 this morning and Glenn Coble at 12 p.m. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life being that annoy you or that you would like to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Yes. Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
And we're back here 38 minutes after the hour. Boy, so much to do, so little time this morning. Now, tomorrow morning, you're not going to want to miss the program because at 8:15 till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're going to be talking about one of the great historical places here in Marion, Crystal Lake Amusement Park, because, as many of you know, Randy Winland has authored a new book about Crystal Lake, and Randy will join us tomorrow between 8:15 and 9 o'clock, so you're not going to want to miss that. The Crystal Lake Amusement Park book, written by Randy Winland, tomorrow morning. And Randy will be on with us from 8:10 until 9 o'clock. And then tomorrow morning, we're also going to be joined by the former mayor of Marion, longest-serving mayor in the history of Marion, Jack Kellogg, from 9:10 until 10. So we'll ask him about all this political stuff. Jack Kellogg, along tomorrow from 9:10 to 10. So Randy Winland, Crystal Lake from 8:15 to 9, and Jack Kellogg 9:15 to 10. That's a show tomorrow you are not going to want to miss for love nor money. Now, does anybody have the answers to the trivia questions? What did the Trix Rabbit say? Does anybody know? What breakfast food was originally called oily cakes? Does anybody know what that was? Does anybody know who the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson was and what the saying was from that spokesperson for so many years? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are the trivia questions this morning on the table dealing with breakfast. If the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Keep on trying in. 740-383-9944. Now, another question we had this morning was, this is a question that somebody suggested to me, and I think it's kind of a good question, because, last Saturday I was out and about, and did you notice that the stores were kind of busy last Saturday? Well, it was one of those, I don't think it's a holiday, but it was one of those things that was created in Ohio that has become a thing. Sweetest Day. Did anybody know that last Saturday was Sweetest Day? I bet a lot of people found out on Sunday when they did not do anything on Saturday for Sweetest Day. And I'm not really sure what that's even supposed to mean. I just know that it was created, I believe, in Cleveland, Ohio, Sweetest Day. So here's the deal. Did anybody have anything done for them, or did anybody do anything on Saturday for the big Sweetest Day? Because I'm not really sure what you're supposed to do, because it's not Valentine's Day. So I'm not sure what the whole thing is behind that. But did anybody do anything or have anything done for them on Sweetest Day, which was this past Saturday? Is it like take a trip with somebody? Or does anybody remember in their life, because it was Sweetest Day, what's the sweetest thing anybody ever did for you? Does anybody know? Is anybody willing to share that? Because that's an interesting question. Is there something that sticks out in your mind as being the nicest, sweetest thing ever done for you in life? Well, maybe this is somebody to tell us. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what trivia do you have to have answers to yet?
Well, we don't have... What did the Trix Rabbit originally say?
I know what that is.
You know what that is. What is that?
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
Well, see, that's what the kid said to the rabbit, but that's not what the rabbit said.
Well, yeah, but he was... It took him up in the air with about four or five balloons. He said something in the beginning,
He did. That's what we're looking for. What the rabbit said that got... Yeah, so there's that one. Well, thank you. But we do have two other questions, by the way. But that's part of the tricks question there. Because it's the kids who said, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. But what did the rabbit originally say that started that whole thing? The tricks rabbit. What did he originally say? See, that sounds like a chicken and the egg question. What did the rabbit originally say? The other questions, trivia. What was originally called oily cakes? Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson and saying. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes?
You're talking about Sweetest Day.
Sweetest Day, that's right.
All right, Sweetest Day is supposed to be for your wife or your girlfriend. That when they do things for you, that's the day for you to do for them. Take them out to dinner, buy them a flower, or go do something special or whatever for that day.
So it's basically a return.
Yep.
Okay.
The thing you're supposed to do.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, there you go. So Sweetest Day is a day where you're supposed to return the favor to your wife or your girlfriend or whoever's in your life. So did anybody do anything this past weekend? Because I know the stores were mobbed on Saturday. I saw a lot of flowers being bought, balloons, gift cards, candy was being bought. So did anybody have a good Sweetest Day? You know, does it have anything to do with candy? Is there a candy tie-in there? Because I'm not sure what the difference between Valentine's Day and Sweetest Day is. I know that Sweetest Day has just become popular in the last few years, and it originated somewhere up in Cleveland. I don't know what was going up there. Well, when you think about it, wasn't the St. Valentine's Day Massacre in Cleveland? I don't know. These things are kind of odd when you really think about them. But anyway, did anybody have any big plans, big exciting things that happened this past Saturday on Sweetest Day? Or is there something somebody did for you that was ever sweet, I guess? Get you your favorite type of candy or, I don't know, a gift that maybe you've never gotten rid of? You know, a lot of people keep their old notes that they get from old boyfriends and girlfriends, old Valentines that they got when they were younger. I don't think that's a Sweetest Day thing, because I think that's just a Valentine's Day thing. But is there anything like that that exists in your life? If you want to share, call in 740-383-9944. Now, we still don't know what the Trix Rabbit said. We got the Elvira song. It was Elvira. That was the song that we were looking for. What did the Trix Rabbit say that eventually led people to say Silly Rabbit tricks are for kids? What did the rabbit say? What breakfast food was originally called Oily Cakes? And we can see why they changed the name. Why was it called, or what breakfast was called Oily Cakes? Who was the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson for so many years? And what was the saying from this spokesperson that went on for so many years? 740-383-9944. Give us a call if you know the answer to any of those questions. Now, don't forget, coming up after this show today, the Charlie Evers Show, 10:10 till 12 noon, and then Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:15 to 1, then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 to 7. So that is the schedule today here at WWGH Radio. And tomorrow morning, we will kick off the morning with Randy Winland talking about Crystal Lake Amusement Park, talking about the great new book that he's written. That'll be 8:15 to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then former mayor of Marion, Jack Kellogg, longest-serving mayor in Marion history, from 9:15 to 10 o'clock. So we'll learn about the political scene and what's going on there and what he feels about all that. That'll be interesting tomorrow morning. All right. I didn't think these breakfast questions would be this difficult. Maybe nobody remembers what the Trix Rabbit originally said. Maybe I'll add another question here, because maybe these are too difficult. What did the Trix Rabbit originally say? What breakfast food was originally called Oily Cakes? And who was the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson for so many years? And what was the saying there, the kind of the catchphrase from that person? And here's another one for you. Also, a Dunkin' Donuts question. Does anybody know what the original name for Dunkin' Donuts was? The original name for Dunkin' Donuts. So we have the original name for Dunkin' Donuts. Who was the original Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson, and what was their saying? The original name for Oily Cakes, or the what was originally called Oily Cakes, excuse me. And what did the Trix Rabbit originally say that started the whole thing with the Silly Rabbit Tricks Are for Kids? How many times did I say originally in that little spiel there? 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else that you would like to talk about, anything else on your mind? We've talked about ghosts. We've talked about schools from past Marion's past history. We've talked about haunted experiences as we move into the holiday time. All kinds of things we've done here this morning on the morning show. And do want to remind you again that the Morrill United Methodist Church, located at 206 West Knepp Street in Morrill, Ohio, is having an old-fashioned farm breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 26th. It's an all-you-can-eat old-fashioned farm breakfast, sausage gravy and biscuits, bacon, sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, home fries, orange juice and coffee will be on the menu. Carryout is available. The church is wheelchair accessible. $6 for adults, $3 for children and under, 12 and under. Morrill United Methodist Church, old-fashioned farm breakfast. Now, again, feel free to call in at any time, 740-383-9944. Now, we're going to try something here. We'll see how this goes. But for many years, if you were a watcher of late-night television, I think this person is still the longest-serving host in daytime television, David Letterman, I believe, was on for 34 years, was his total in late-night television. And a lot of people were fans of David Letterman. And one of the funny things that David Letterman did over the years that he was on the air was his top 10 list. I think there were even books written on it, several books that were released just of David Letterman top 10 list over the years. So what I thought we'd do here this morning, since David Letterman is no longer around doing a late night show and no longer doing a top 10 list, it's a good idea. It's a funny idea, and I thought we'd give this a try this morning, and we'll see how it goes. And then if it goes awful, we'll never do it again. And if it goes well, maybe we'll do it more often. But we're going to do a top 10 list. Now, basically, these are generally just to be funny, just to add a little happiness to your morning, okay? So here is the first. We're going to see, I have a feeling already that this could go badly, but we're going to give it a shot anyway. Okay, here we go. Now, the first top 10 list here, top 10 signs you've gone to a bad doctor. Now remember, that's the category this morning. Top 10 signs you've gone to a bad doctor. Okay, here we go. Number 10. His office is located in a Starbucks. Top 10 signs you've gone to a bad doctor. Number 9. Also promises to paint any car for $99.95. Okay. Number 8. Last name, Kevorkian. Number 7. You're in what seems like a long tunnel, and at the end is some light, and the beckoning forms of loved ones who passed on years before. Now remember the subject here. The subject is top 10 signs you've went to a bad doctor. That's number 7. We're not even halfway done yet. I'm sure at home you're laughing so hard that you can't control yourself. So I'm giving you a little breather here. Okay, top 10 signs you went to a bad doctor. Number 5. No, number 6. You got to keep. I'm going to have to check these off. Number 6. Giggles uncontrollably when he hears the word tongue depressor. Number 5. Keeps asking, is somebody frying bologna? Number 4. In the middle of the exam, he says, have you ever heard of a show called Punked? See, I don't even know what that is. What is Punked? Okay. If you know what that is. Number 4. Okay. Number 3. Top 10 signs you've went to a bad doctor. Okay. Number 3. Diagnosis arterial swelling of thorax metastasis as a lymphomic disorder. That's a lot of Latin. Be lucky I made it through that one without stumbling. Okay, we're down to 2 here. Top 10 signs you've went to a bad doctor. Number 2. Frequently wonders if you're getting enough fudge in your diet. Fudge in your diet. See, that's big time funny, isn't it? All right. And now we're going to go to the number 1. Oh, a drum roll. See, that's just what you need. I always said, all these years doing a radio show, what you really need is a drum roll. Because if you've got a drum roll, then number 1 is going to be great. Okay, here we go. Top 10 signs you've gone to a bad doctor. Number 1, after the exam is over, he says, okay, now my turn. And there you go. And we kill the drum roll. Oh, holy moly. Top 10 signs you've went to a bad doctor. See, I don't think that went nearly as well as it would have went on the old David Letterman show. Do you have any feedback on that? Because at this point, I feel like we'll never do that again. But let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Holy moly. I think we'll file that one right in material that'll never be used on the program again. Bad material. Okay. 5 minutes left in the show today, 740-383-9944. Tomorrow, Randy Winland talking about Crystal Lake, 8:15 to 9 o'clock. And former mayor of Marion, Jack Kellogg, from 9:15 until 10 o'clock. And the trivia questions still out there. What did the Trix Rabbit originally say? What breakfast food was originally called Oily Cakes? Who was the original Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson, and what did they used to say? What was their catchphrase? And what was the original name of Dunkin' Donuts? It was not Dunkin' Donuts. And apparently, from what I understand, it's no longer Dunkin' Donuts. It's Dunkin'. Apparently, they've expanded. They're no longer just Dunkin' Donuts. Because they sell other products, I guess. I couldn't tell you the last time I've been to a Dunkin' Donuts. But there's something, and I'm not a coffee drinker, but there's something about Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Because I see people buying the Dunkin' Donuts coffee for their Keurig machines. I see people buying the Dunkin' Donuts creamer all the time. I know that most of these Dunkin' Donuts shops are busy all the time because they've got the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. What is it about Dunkin' Donuts coffee that is so good? I've never had it. I don't know what it is. Any guesses? 740-383-9944. Is there anybody out there who goes to the grocery store and buys these Dunkin' Donuts inserts for their Keurig machine? Or buys the Dunkin' Donuts coffee in general? It's really a thing. I think I see more of that than any other coffee. I think even more than the famous Starbucks coffee, which everybody seems to love. If you want to be popular, if you want to be in the know, Starbucks is the way to go. You get your clear cup, they put your coffee in it, everybody can see what you're drinking, and people can see you got it from Starbucks, and then you're popular. Then you're with the in-group. You could just use the same cup every day, I guess, and fill it with coffee from your home. See, I don't know what it is about Starbucks coffee. What is it about Starbucks coffee? What is it about Dunkin' Donuts coffee? What is the difference in these coffees that causes such a stir? There are more varieties of coffee in the world than I think just about anything. You know, you don't have this many varieties of turkey or hamburger or salad dressing. Why so many varieties of coffee? What is that all about? And now we ice our coffee? It's hot, it's cold, it's decaf, it's latte, it's so many things. So many things people do with their coffee. What is the reasoning that we need so many versions of coffee? 740-383-9944. Don't forget Charlie Evers coming up 10:15 to noon. Progressive Life with Glenn Coble 12:15 to 1. And then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond 4:15 to 5 today. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon 6:15 to 7 tonight right here on WWGH Radio. The best place to listen to radio in Marion. Well, where's that drum roll? Maybe we need to go back to that. So there you go. If you put a little drum roll in the background, this is going to pep up any show. Isn't that the most annoying thing you've ever heard? Just listen to that for a second. The drum roll. What did they used to call a drum roll? They called it something in particular. When somebody would play a drum roll, they would do it, and then it was, boy, that was awful. That's awful in my ears. I can't imagine what it was like coming over your radio at home. What is that? A timpani? Timpani? I think it was a timpani. They used to call that a timpani when somebody would hit the drums like that. So, we're done for today. Charlie's coming up here in just a few minutes, and then Glenn, and then we'll have Nate later on today in the Trinity Baptist Church, and I'll be back tomorrow.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper...
Listen to me. But if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest... and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're... Go like my book, you'll say one thing, boy.